Psalm 18. To the chief musician. A psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song, in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke. O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands and his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength, and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up. And thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away, be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me, and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. Wow, what a power psalm. What a testimony of the victory of our God, the victory that he gives to those who stay true to him. If you'll be like David and seek the Lord with all your heart, if you'll begin to learn to trust him and keep his word, if you'll leave the paths of darkness to walk in the paths of light, if you'll keep the ways of the Lord and not wickedly depart from him, if you'll continue in the word of Christ and become his true disciple, then no matter what comes against you, no matter who comes against you, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Let us be persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Understand that with the merciful, the Lord shows himself to be merciful. With those who walk upright, the Lord shows himself upright. With the pure, the Lord shows himself very pure. But with the froward, the Lord shows himself froward and unsavory. It doesn't matter how weak you are, how unqualified you feel, how incapable you seem to be. If you seek the Lord like David and trust him, he will be your deliverer. He will be your rock and your fortress. He will be your strength and your God. He is the horn of our salvation. He is our high tower. Let us trust in him. Call upon him. He can save you from your enemies. Cry out to him in your distress. He will move heaven and earth to rescue you. He'll deliver you from your strong enemy and from those who hate you that are too strong for you. For he will save the afflicted people, but he will bring down high looks. Do you feel like you're in darkness? Do you feel like you're all alone? Well, the Lord will light your candle. He will enlighten your darkness. He will strengthen you to run and break through a troop. And he'll empower you to leap over that wall that is blocking you. God's way is perfect. His word is tried and true. He is a buckler to all those who trust in him. And you know what you'll see happen? God will begin to gird you with strength. He'll begin to teach your hands to war. He'll begin to equip you for the battle. Don't worry. His right hand will hold you up. He'll work gently with you. His gentleness will make you great. And what will happen is the time will come when you'll no longer need to hide and ask God to come rescue you like a little child. No, the time will come that through the Lord's training and His might, you'll be able to face your enemies head on, and you'll be able to overcome them and crush them. In fact, your enemies will begin to flee from you, and you'll chase them down and subdue and destroy them. This is the path of the Lord. This is the work of our God. He did it with David, and he did it even more so with the greater David, our Lord Jesus Christ, the man of war who will crush all his enemies. And with the power of Christ, he can do it with you. Therefore, will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Psalm 18.